Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Gaga's domination at the VMAs, Adele's controversial hairdo being a hair don't, TikTok COVID spreaders getting jail time, and whether or not we came for the California roll. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello.
Hello,
my lady. Hello, my lady.
Have you seen, I think the dog's name is Clarence or something?
No.
And this guy is always like, "All right, Clarence, we're going on a road trip. Can I get a woo?"
Oh, and he's like, and the dog's like, "Woo."
Yeah. I love it.
I just don't like when people encourage their dogs to bark.
Well, nobody wants the dog to bark. Everyone wants the dog to kind of be excitable, happy,
wag the tail. When I lived in LA, I went on exactly two dates with this guy who, on the second day, I learned had a dog and encouraged bad behavior out of the dog.
No.
And then the whole time on the date, I sat there thinking, well, this will be the last time I ever hang out with this person, because he was like encouraging the dog to like bark at other dogs.
Yeah,
and to,
like, bark at him.
And like bark at people. Bark at people when we were like dry, like, you know, in LA, and you like sit at a stoplight and there's like people walking by, like encouraging the dog to bark at people. And it was just like a little dog. It wasn't like a big dog. It was a little lap dog. And he just kept being like, "Isn't it so cute when he does that?"
Oh my
God. And I was
God.
Like, "No, that's bad dog behavior."
Yeah. I like my dogs quiet.
Yeah.
He
thought it was so funny and cute. Well, I just thought, how do I get out of this date now?
And you did.
And so I jumped. I opened the door and tucked and rolled.
I love that for you. So that's where you got those scars on your knees.
Well, somewhere.
Cool, Corey. That's wonderful. Can I get a woo?
I have a very important question for you.
Yeah.
Now, did you or didn't you order the California roll?
When? Oh, I didn't come here for the California roll, baby. No,
baby,
ma'am.
Did you come here for the California roll?
I gotta say, you know, I stan Lady Gaga. What?
What does she have against a California roll?
Well, baby, she's all about that mango passion roll. Okay?
Yeah, bitch. I haven't had mango passion roll in 10 years.
Well, it's time for our exodus back to Michigan, yeah, honey.
Shout out Sansu and East Lansing.
Shout out to my girls that wrap up that mango passion roll, that give me the side of mayo. Thank you so much. Yeah, the Gaga, it was a great night to be a little monster. Let's start with that. We're, of course, talking about the VMAs. Did you watch from start to finish, Corey?
I did. I mean, I've definitely fast-forwarded some parts.
Well, that was probably smart.
I fast-forwarded some performances. I had to be done with the show by 8 o'clock for Big Brother.
Okay, well, I'm 2 episodes or maybe even 3 episodes behind Big Brother. So I just, I have to figure that out on my own time. But I did watch all of the VMAs.
What did you fast forward through?
Just some of the performances of people that I didn't care about or had never heard of.
It was
and actually I did, like, to be fair, I did listen to, like, if I ended up fast forwarding a song, I listened to the first half of it and then I thought, you know what, not for me.
Okay. Well, this has been Gaga's first year back since 2013, I believe.
At the VMAs specifically.
At the VMAs. And I gotta say, it was all about her. And I, as a fan, I was well fed and I was happy. It was really everything I could have wanted.
Yeah. I mean, I just always am so curious when there's award shows like this where they have so many categories and obviously they only air half of them or less than or whatever it is, and they still choose to let the same person speak four times.
Well, here's the thing. With any award show, they're going to give it to somebody they can guarantee to show up.
Absolutely.
Some things are voted on, I guess, probably, or industry decided or fan voted or whatever.
Listen, Gaga's from New York. It wasn't far for her to travel.
Sure. Yeah. All of those things like go into it. But at the end of the day, they're like, well, we need some people here to like do the acceptance speeches. So is that going to help her chances to really sweep? Yes. With that said, I was getting a little bit like to the point, like, maybe she doesn't need to win this one because it's getting a little like, remember when,
Britney Spears?
No. Well, yeah. Well, that was when Britney Spears won all those VMAs, it was making up for the fact that she didn't win any before. It was stupid.
Right. And then they gave her 12 for like Piece of Me, which I'm like, that's the song we're really rewarding.
Right. No, I'm talking more about who's that girl? She's all like sad and
Lana Del Rey.
No, but a little bit edgier and younger.
Billie Eilish?
Yes. When Billie Eilish swept and she kept saying, please not me, because she knew there was going to be backlash because she was sweeping all the awards. That's how I was kind of feeling in this award show. I was like, I can already feel the internet tension of her winning so much.
Well, I think it's because she tends to tell stories about California rolls.
What was she on about? What was she talking about? Well, I think her point was when she goes to a business meeting, it's not for the free delicious food like a California roll. It's to broker the deal, baby. It's to sign the paperwork, honey.
Yeah. So but she'll take a cocktail.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said she'd take a whiskey neat or a large sake.
Oh, yeah. Jesus
but
Christ.
But she's not here. So wait, my roommate was out and then he came home and I repeated that speech verbatim for him. And he said, no, that's not what she said. And then we rewound it and it was what she said. And he goes, you remembered that exactly. I said, how could you not?
Yeah, well, I blocked most of it out. I was just mainly pleased with my evening that there were no faux pas. There was nothing majorly terrible that she said.
Well, I was like, it was so pre-recorded. It's not like any of that was live.
Yeah.
Including performances.
I had to keep reminding myself during the entire show that this was certainly some of the stuff was like from days ago. Nothing was like really extremely live, was it?
And I was still so like on the fence. Like at the beginning, I was liking, I don't know, I was liking these like pre-filmed performances that they had kind of like mailed in. Like, I don't know. I wasn't really missing like a live audience kind of like camera pan to the audience of like paid good looking people in the front row screaming and shit that.
The pros were we didn't have to deal with fake like hired fans in the audience that are just wooing for no reason because they have to woo.
They had that one. I mean, a couple of the performances were on that one outside stage with like cars parked watching the performances, which I thought was.
Yeah, but my point is we didn't have to like watch fans for no reason. Like, I liked that.
Who jumped over the stage that one year and kicked that girl in the face?
Oh, I was just telling the story. He didn't kick somebody in the face. He like landed on her neck and broke her neck.
I don't think he broke her neck.
Yes, and then she got a meet and greet out of it, and they took a picture together with her neck brace.
Well, that's just like that when Gaga and that guy fell off the stage in Vegas.
I was there that night.
I was there with you, you dumb.
Oh, yeah. Well, you saw it. I went out into the lobby to get some waters.
I was tall enough to see.
Everyone was like, you wouldn't believe what happened while you were getting water.
Gaga humped a guy right off the stage.
Hate it. What were we just talking about?
VMAs. I did
miss seeing all of the celebrities interacting with each other. I do like that aspect of the VMAs usually.
I don't even think I missed that, because in the last few years it has just really become who's the one big name that we were able to book, and can we just keep panning to them dancing in the front row, Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Or like Frankie Grande. It's just like, right. Oh my God. Yeah, I do think about when, like, remember when Gaga took the stage and you had the lineup picture of the audience of Rihanna and Katy Perry and Justin Bieber all like looking at Gaga on stage, like puzzled at her look. It was kind of like an iconic reaction image. And I feel like award shows normally give us a lot of good reaction images from people in the audience. So I do kind of miss that. But
You didn't like the windows with the like digital people like
I didn't mind it. I just kind of felt like I could appreciate more of the performances because they were able to do a lot more. It's the same reason I liked the Drag Race finale, where they could do their own gig at home, like make their own type of performance with their creativity. Though, while some people shined at that, it really highlighted who sucks and like puts no effort in. And I was like, okay, well, if Miley is about to give this performance and it's going to be great and fun and whatever, and then you go to the Black Eyed Peas and they're just standing there in a row and it's like, that's all they're doing.
Crotches.
That's all they're doing. I was like, this is not worth my time or their time.
Where was Fergie? Is she no longer a Black Eyed Peas?
She is no longer in the Black Eyed Peas.
I was watching it stoned and I thought, I just can't ever imagine Fergie talking to anyone else, any of the other members of the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, like, she did, I'm sure.
Like, what were their conversations about? What did Fergie and Apple, what were Fergie and Apple to App talking about?
I don't know. I think I met what Apple Fergie to and, App.
We did. What do Fergie and Will.i.am text about?
I don't know. Holograms. Do you
think they still do? Do they text? Are they like happy holidays?
I bet they don't get along, actually. I bet there's been a fallout. Hey, what about Maluma? Very sexy.
Yeah, he was wearing a lot of yellow.
That's fine. Is that against fashion rules after Labor Day?
No,
before Labor Day?
No.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I recently discovered, I was texting you about this, I recently discovered that people who often rate my feet on this feet rating website also rate Maluma's feet. He and I have that in common.
Oh, an overlap of feet appreciators?
Our feet appreciators are in the same bucket, apparently.
Feet appreciation.
Yeah.
Appreciators.
Yeah, sure. And you didn't respond to that text, but your feet were like only a 2.5 out of 5.
I've got saboteurs around the world trying to bring me and my feet down.
Saboteurs,
yes.
I mean, but on your page, it did have like the pics of your like broken foot when you broke your foot the one time. So like not a glamorous shot by any means.
Well, my feet have the range.
You should
do yours.
Obviously, my feet are a 4.5 out of 5.
Well, if we were to go toe-to-toe.
I share Maluma fans with my feet.
Okay. Hey, I'm not done with the VMAs. I gotta say, I think I'm a Doja Cat fan.
Great.
She's cool. She's fresh.
Don't say she's cool.
I found her to be effortless, but like top tier. It was fun. It was sexy. I believed it. I was one of the girls that wanted to be her. I was one of the guys that wanted to be with her, you know?
Oh shit.
I think she's like I like her. Yeah.
Paul loved it.
Paul loved it. and then I guess the Gaga of it all, shall we discuss?
Yeah.
The performance, did you like? Mm. Did it exceed the expectations? Were there songs you wish she would have done?
I was happy that she did 9-1-1 because I was curious as to whether or not she was going to do something new and fresh. I think we've said this before, or maybe I have. Like, I don't always understand when there's a live show performance somewhere and you essentially just recreate the video on stage.
Yeah.
I'm just like, cool, I guess, but I would have loved to see something different.
I get that. You're talking about Rain on Me. Oh, well, I guess you're talking about Stupid Love also.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. And it's even, like I said, I don't pay super close attention to like costumes and stuff, but I was like, are those the exact same costumes they wore in the video?
I mean, it was definitely similar and it didn't really stray from what already worked. I was pleased because like we got the live vocals and everything was kind of, it was like technically really perfect.
I don't know if those were live vocals.
Well,
it definitely was like a re-recorded version of the song. Yeah, whatever. But neither of them was singing. I think they did live vocals.
I really do, because there was a moment where one of them was supposed to ad-lib and neither of them did it. I think each one was looking at each other for the other one to do it. And so that made me think like, oh, maybe this is live because one of them forgot to do the ad-lib.
Well, I guess I'll rewatch.
It's worth a rewatch. I really liked it. I don't know if I needed her at the piano.
And even then, like, I was so excited when I saw her walking to it and I thought, okay, yes, give us a, like, I thought she was going to do another different song. And then
I was hoping for a Thousand Doves piano version.
Yeah. That's what I thought too. And then I was like, I was kind of into it when it started. And then she like made some choices that I didn't love.
It was really like, if anybody that's heard the like poker face on the piano, it was like that, or like her, it had
like every lead single she has ever done and then turned into a piano ballad.
I think my edible was hitting right during this. So like, it was hard for me to try to catch the rhythm of what she was doing on the piano. I was like, is this making any sense to anyone else? Everyone else seemed to like it on the internet. So I guess it was good. I think maybe
my edible hit at the same time, because I thought the same thing. I thought, what is this arrangement? And what are some of these choices?
I was trying to catch the rhythm.
And I was like, honey, it feels a little messy.
I mean, there was only, I liked all the choices vocally. There was only one note that was, it did not work. And it was the very last note of the piano. And I thought, oh, she really didn't have to do that. But it was good. It was fine. Did I need the brain piano?
She didn't, She didn't have the, well, this is an album about her nightmares.
Yeah, her biggest enemy is me. 911 was not the one I would have picked. I don't find it to have mass appeal, like, sound-wise. It doesn't, I get that she wanted
it
to do.
It is such a fan favorite off the album, though.
I think she only did 911 because she wanted it to start with Chromatica 2 turning into 911. I think she just wanted that moment live on TV.
Because she knew the same thing everyone had, like, enjoyed that moment on the album.
I would have preferred Alice and her doing a whole, like, you know, bit about transporting into Chromatica or whatever the hell. Like, I thought that's where that was going, from the bedroom scene down into the, like...
Did part of you wonder, I was sitting there thinking, because everything was so visually representative of the album, I'm like, was this set... And like piano and stuff she had laying around because they had created it for the show, her show, and then never had the opportunity to use it.
Honestly, probably. Or at least the concepts were left over and they were just like, okay, well, let's use our shit now. It was truly like a Lady Gaga show this entire night.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was, like I said, and I feel like they've done that a few times specifically with like pop girls where they kind of... give them a special award, give them a multiple times to speak on stage, let them take home as many moon men as possible.
Moon people.
Oh, did they change it?
Yes, honey.
Oh, shit.
Get with the
moon
times.
Moon girls. They should make it a moon girl.
Moon gals.
They got to fix that all the years of moon men. Now it's got to be moon girl.
It's just moon people. Just call it an astronaut. It's an astronaut. Gaga's fashion, I was happy
lady.
With. The only thing I didn't like about the only like part of any outfit Gaga wore that I didn't like was the fishbowl on her head for the red carpet. I was like, girl, just get an astronaut's helmet. Like, that's what you're going for. It was very DIY, buy a fishbowl from Target.
She was at Joann Fabrics.
Duh, I wish.
And she picked it up.
Everything else I loved. We had a like truly iconic outfits all night long that are going to go down into the like the fashion archives for Gaga. I was happy about that.
I forgot what I was going to say. Cool. I enjoyed that she said wear a mask more than once.
Yeah, and I think it was actually really much a statement because like they didn't have to wear masks. They were probably all tested. They were all probably quarantined in whatever way. Like some of the artists weren't wearing masks for their performances and like obviously they probably didn't have to because of whatever reasons, blah, 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 blah. So it was a choice if they wore a mask, like to show wearing masks. And I think Gaga and Ari always had masks on, which I appreciated.
I just kept thinking... there's Ariana in a mask and Valentina's probably shaking.
Valentina was ahead of her time.
She really was. Valentina taught us all the way.
Were there any snubs of the evening? Did you feel like any of your queens were wrongly done?
I mean, somebody replied to the tweet that you sent out this morning and said that Katy Perry was snubbed in the like live at home performance category, which... I think very possibly she was. She put out a lot of like quarantine content, especially being as pregnant as she was. And she had some like high production value with some of the stuff. So
I would agree.
I was like, oh, you're right. I guess she did deserve some sort of nomination. Hey, listen, at least they played Smile when one of the presenters was walking out.
Did they?
Yeah, I think it was, when Joey King walked out, they played Smile or something. And I thought, okay, thank you.
I was pretty happy with all the winners. I was fine with it. No, there were no upsets. It's the VMAs. Who cares? Like, it's not like it's the Grammys. It was a fun evening. I wished everyone the best. It was great.
You broke your moon person into pieces and gave everyone a little shard.
I would. It was
helmet, little arm, little glove, little boot.
A boot? I would. That's cute. I would keep those. Hey, is it CNCO or Cinco?
CNCO.
It was a big discussion for me. I had to try to figure that out. Yeah, we were all texting like, is it Cinco? Is it Is it CNCO? No.
You're thinking of Jenko jeans.
Honestly, you might be right. I don't. It could be.
I mean, my roommate likes CNCO, and he I feel like the songs of theirs that he's played, it's like they always say like CNCO at the beginning, kind of like in a Jason Derulo Beluga Heights moment.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Maybe I'm blacked out.
What is Tricon? What is a Tricon to you?
When I first heard this, I thought it was like the Try Guys.
Oh God.
New con. It's like Tanya Con.
Tanya. Tanya Con.
It's like Tanya Con. What's her name?
Tana. It's just Tanya. Tanya.
I feel like Lady Gaga was like, I will come to these awards if you give me... If you honor me in a bigger way. And I think they were like, oh, let's give her the Video Vanguard Award.
And she said, no, not that yet.
And she was like, no, you need to create something new for me. And like, who on her team sent the text that said, we're calling it the Tricon Award? It means the Tri stands for triple threat.
It's artists that have become superstars in multiple fields, such as music, acting, fashion, philanthropy, etc.
Yeah.
I think
she's a triple threat.
She's more than hair, body, face. Hair, body, face.
Hair, body, face.
She's more than a triple threat. But the intro package for the award.
The package of them being like, won a Golden Globe for her first TV performance, won a Oscar nomination for her first acting performance.
And what are you going to say?
It just felt like her team produced the whole thing, created the whole award, and did everything.
So what, bitch?
I was just like, a Tricon award, okay.
Well, I think it was deserved. Like
Tricon sounds like an insult for when someone's like trying too hard.
I'll take that too. She would win that also.
Bitch, you try.
My queen does try. She, I thought it was really good. I am going to save that video forever. Anytime anybody doubts Lady Gaga, it's like the perfect, like, well, actually, she's wonderful. And these are the reasons why I enjoy it.
Actually, she's a Tricon.
Actually, she's a Tricon
and she went to Tanya Con.
I can't believe she headlined Tanya Con. Not Tanya. Yeah.
That's her name.
It was a fun evening, and I never need an audience ever again. That's my biggest takeaway.
Honestly, that's the whole time I was thinking, like, I don't need an audience.
Was Miguel similar in the
one
world
that jumped, kicked
Miguel,
someone in the
that's
face?
The one, yes.
Yeah, it just came to me.
It was also similar to my feelings about the Democrat convention, and you know,
same.
I was
same,
like,
same.
I don't need to hold for applause all this amount of time. Right? Like, just show me the footage. Show me the clips.
Same thing. Even with like debates and shit, I was like, if this has taught us anything, like, I don't need that like audience. I know Trump needs people to clap for him to make him feel better, but I don't need it. I don't need a 30-second pan of an audience standing and sitting and clapping. No.
I do feel like Big Brother is strange without an audience when they come out, when they lose, when they like get eliminated.
It just feels sad.
Yeah. They like, at least the crew should clap.
Julie Chen should give them a woo.
A woo? Can I get a woo?
She says, what's that dog's name?
Clarence?
Let's go, Clarence.
we're moving on from VMAs. Big Brother. I'm kind of done with it now. No spoilers, but like they really ruined it this season.
I'm just a little bored, although I heard there was a wall yeller the other day, which should hopefully spice things up.
What is a wall yeller?
Somebody on the CBS studio lot took one of those fucking megaphones.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what they yelled?
Maybe. Is it going to be a spoiler?
No, I mean, nothing's happened of it yet. I think it literally happened over the weekend.
Okay.
They took one of those like megaphones and they were somehow on the CBS lot and either drove by or walked by. And all the people were like out on the backyard patio and they were yelling into the megaphone, Cody and Nicole are playing you all. Cody and Nicole are playing you all.
Well, are they? I don't know. I'm not caught up. So
TBD. But I mean, it showed like you saw the people's faces in the backyard, like, hearing it, and then the cameras got cut live feeds got cut.
Well, that's like when they used to fly over with messages. I don't remember.
Yeah,
what
well, you
they,
can still do
said.
That. I'm surprised there's not more like GoFundMes for that shit nowadays. Pool your money, kids.
Kids aren't watching Big Brother.
Are you ready for the Drag Race Canada finale?
I am. Are we allowed to say what's going on?
There's only a few minutes of this episode left, so I mean, I guess they could skip it if they're done. But
well, is that going to be what we end on? Because I have other things to discuss.
I mean, would you want to wait until it's done and happened?
Yeah, let's wait until it's done and happened.
Okay, I'll still have opinions next Monday.
Same, me too.
So what, the last thing you want to talk about is the Katy Perry album?
No, but actually the Katy Perry album is pretty good. It's pretty good.
Wow. I'll just tell the people that I love Teary Eyes, Cry About It Later, Only Love. I'm still all about Justice for Harleys in Hawaii, but whatever.
There's a lot of songs like on the album I liked. Cry About It Later, Teary Eyes, Tucked, Only Love, Not the End of the World.
Right?
Resilient, Champagne Problems. These are all the ones that I added to my playlist. So clearly I liked a lot of the songs.
Paul Lovett.
I also really like the Disclosure album. Have you listened to it?
I tried to listen to it the other night with my roommate when we were playing Smash Brothers.
And I mean, it's a bit intense for that.
Yeah, we both said, what is happening? And then we switched albums.
Did you listen to Xtina's new Reflection?
No, but I saw she tweeted or replied to your tweet.
She retweeted me and then like hours later retweeted me again. So clearly somebody from her team did it either the first time or the second time, or she just forgot that she retweeted it twice. But like with she quote tweeted it with two different like reactions to my tweet. So I was like, okay, well, one of these is not really you.
Save them both.
I did. I will. Both of them are from her. I thought Reflection was 22 years ago. It was a iconic performance. It opened the door for her. I saw in an interview, she said that it was the reason she signed her record deal. It was the reason she has the career she has today, blah, 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 blah. And I thought that version was already pretty up there, iconic. And then this version, 22 years later, I thought she outdid herself in a very respectful way. Like it was like,
I guess I'll have to give it a listen.
Bada bing, bada bam. I recommend.
Are you going to pay $30 to watch Mulan on Disney Plus?
Hell no. No. I recommend listening to the first version first and then immediately after listen to the 2020 version because you'll be very impressed with the growth of her voice.
I will do it in that exact order when I'm getting ready for my run and like putting on my shoes and stuff. I'll sit in my room and I'll just listen to them back to back.
Thank you.
Is there a lot of like vocal changes?
You'll
or
see.
Is it pretty
I have no
still
spoilers.
Straight? Wow, shit. now I'm wet.
Did you see Adele?
Uh-huh.
What's that about? What's she up to?
I thought that was Photoshopped.
I thought it was Katy Perry.
That's what my roommate said.
I literally did. I thought
he goes, "Is that smile promo?"
I did not know what was going on. So if you don't know what we're talking about, she was at a carnival. It was called the Notting Hill Carnival, and she's wearing this like bikini situation with chains around a chain around her neck, like a gold big chunky chain, and she has these bantu. Is that how you pronounce that? Bantu knots.
I don't know.
Banto? And Tanya she got like,
Khan.
She really was going to Tanya Khan. And she's, apparently there's a lot of discussion about it between like, is it cultural appropriation? Is it cultural appreciation? Is it blah, 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 blah. But it happened like an hour before the VMAs. And so I was like, oh, bitch, not on my Queen's night. You will not be taking the spotlight in the number one trending topic.
Well,
no, ma'am.
They're 8 hours ahead. She didn't know.
She was really doing something. I feel like when it's really so sad when a queen gets canceled on their off years. You know, it's like you didn't have to post a picture. You're technically on hiatus right now.
I wish she would just drop a Christmas album. That's the only thing that's going to make 2020 better.
That would really be so nice for me.
Well, I mean, Carrie Underwood has a Christmas album coming in September.
So does Dolly Parton.
Really?
Yeah.
Hard Candy Christmas Part 2.
I don't know what any of those words are.
Well, maybe
hard
after
candy,
this
isn't
podcast.
That Madonna?
No, you're thinking sour candy.
No, I know sour candy.
You're thinking Christmas tree.
No.
Well, I guess after the podcast is over, you got to go listen to Hard Candy Christmas.
Okay, I will. I don't know where we are on time. When did we start?
we're over the 30 minutes.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say, did you see those TikTok kids? What happened?
The ones that you bullied?
I didn't bully them. They bullied themselves. They.
I Googled and I saw that they said some of those LA TikTokers were going to be fined a few thousand dollars and could face up to a year in jail.
Yeah, well, a lot of people can face up to a facing right. up to Aunt a year Becky. In jail just means the maximum that they'll do is a year, which means what they'll realistically do is somewhere much less. So whatever, even if they go to jail, it's going to be for like a week or a month or something.
That's like saying that's what Aunt Becky got.
So I was a little annoyed by that. And the $2,000 in fines. So for those people that don't know what we're talking about, there were TikTokers doing mansion parties with hundreds of people, even though there's like a pandemic going on and the government was doing, like the mayor was like, don't do that. And speaking out against it. And they were still partying. So the TikTokers who were throwing the birthday parties got they were served. I don't know. What is it called?
They papers?
Were, maybe, I don't know about laws and things, but they were they were charged, that's the word. And the punishment was going to be up to a year in jail and $2,000 in fines. $2,000 in fines? Bitch, they blink and make...
When they're living
they
in a
blink
mansion.
And make that much.
Right.
Yes. They like that means nothing. And it's just like, yeah, it was kind of... It was stupid. But I'm glad that they're like being held accountable publicly because I think that is the real punishment for people that care about their image so much. Like, hopefully they learn from this and people learn from this issue. Cause I'm really annoyed at this point by everyone.
You should drive by their mansion.
I'm surprised I don't have like what's it called? A restraining order.
You should borrow that guy who I went on a date with, his bad dog. You should drive by their house and encourage the bad dog to bark at them.
Give him a woo?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. I got a busy week ahead of me. Maybe that's what I'm going to
do. That dog's name is not Clarence.
I think the dog's name is Clarence. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, I'll look it up.
Okay. Corey, is there anything else you want to discuss? Anything else you need to get into?
No, stream Smile on Spotify.
Okay. Thank
Buy
you.
It on iTunes. Sure. Get her merch. Get a digital album.
Okay. Did you get your Chromatica jockstrap yet?
No, I did get my Daisy's merch, though. And Katie had her baby.
Oh, congrats.
Can you believe she named her baby Daisy Dove Bloom?
We absolutely can believe that. Yes.
Well, Dove is the new hit name. One of the housewives that I don't like named her baby Dove.
And 1,000 doves.
Oh, you're right. Doves are just pigeons. You do know that, right?
Okay. So what?
If you Google it, a dove is a pigeon. Pigeons and doves are the same thing.
Okay. Why are you mad about it?
She has a song called 1,000 Pigeons.
She has a song. What do you have?
I'm a triple threat, hair, body, face.
Okay, honey. Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me at triplethreathairbodyface.com/org.
That's right. And you can find me outside a TikTok mansion yelling.
Get your pot and pans and do a I didn't get no
sleep
because
of y'all.
y'all ain't going to sleep because of me.
Cool. Thank you for listening. Have a good life. We'll see you next Tuesday.